Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now, for my listeners, let me ask you a question. What if you could have longer orgasms? Can you imagine what it would be like to have a better sex life? Have you ever wondered why you aren't maximizing your sexual pleasure? Now would you like to learn what happens when you blow your partner's mind? Tell me, have you ever heard of a book called How to Maximize Your Sexual Pleasure? Now would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today? Now are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to enjoy your sex life more? If you can answer yes, or maybe, to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I'll be introducing you to my co-host. He is an author and success coach extraordinaire. He will provide us with information, inspiration, and some really, really great advice about your sex life. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talk for Media, and we are syndicated on 6 networks with over 4.5 million listeners to date. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no wine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine, get some cheese and crackers, and enjoy our show. Now let me tell you about our guest today. Our guest and his tantric partner are one of only a handful of couples teaching the principles of erotic spirituality, spiritual sex. His writings have helped to demystify tantric sex for the masses. This show will enlighten listeners about the dynamic connection between sex and spirit. It will offer instruction in the art of ecstatic lovemaking, and this show will reveal how the practice of extending orgasm for half an hour or more, can provide spiritual contact for your lovemaking. I'm pleased to welcome back to the show my co-host today, Victor Gold. Hi, Victor. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, January. Thank you.
Oh, it's so nice to have you on the show as a co-host. And I want to share with you and with my listeners, Victor was on the show. He's been on the show one other time. And the response to that show has been amazing. I was contacted by so many of our listeners. They really enjoyed hearing from Victor. And it was a pleasure to be able to share you with our listeners. Now, what have you been up to, Victor, since our last show?
Well, in terms of my personal life, I've been making love a lot, that's for sure.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to hear that. Now, you have a wonderful website, and in your website, you offer an audio course, and in this course, you claim there are two different types of orgasm. So we're getting right to the topic. Explain that.
Well, yes, there are two different types of orgasm that I've identified, and most people are only familiar with one type. And the two different types of orgasm. One is available to all men and many women, and that's an orgasm that is known as an explosive orgasm. And we're all familiar with that one. There's an accumulated sexual tension, and it builds and builds until it's released in one gigantic burst. And it's primarily a genital orgasm. We call it an orgasmic release or a climax. And that's the one that's common, and most people are aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, there's a less common type of orgasm that deals with the entire body. And in the first type of orgasm, you come in a gigantic burst, and that's the climax.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, if you're a man, the aftermath of that is not very compelling. In fact, there's an emotional crash generally for men. They generally lose their erection.
Uh-huh.
They lose their sexual desire.
Uh-huh.
They lose sexual energy. And believe it or not, they even lose immediate interest in their partner in many cases.
Okay. Right, and that's also, that's the classic thing where you see men stop and roll over and fall asleep, don't they? Do that.
Absolutely, and that's one of the women's biggest complaints, that mm-hmm. at a time when they've just gotten really juicy and they want to cuddle and they want to mm-hmm. communicate with their lover, the man rolls over and goes to sleep. And essentially, this is a sure sign of energy loss, and
uh-huh.
that's why it's so sleep-inducing for men. You see, unlike women, when men come, they lose vital life force energy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the second type of orgasm, it's not an explosive orgasm. It's called an implosive orgasm, and that's the one where you avoid coming.
Uh-huh.
It's a full-body orgasm that can happen again and again and again. And these are the kinds of orgasm that I'm teaching people in my audio course, because it's important not only to get the whole body involved and not just the genitals and the muscles of the pelvis,
mm-hmm.
but there's another reason why it's so important, and that is, that's how a person accesses the spiritual realms through sex.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you at all?
Yes, it does make sense to me. But I think for a lot of my listeners, this is going to be something that is quite an amazing thing for you to share. Before we go on, Victor, explain to me, I'm not sure about what tantric means. What does that mean?
Well, tantric sex is an art, it's a science, and it's a spiritual path that comes from the Far East, basically India, China, Tibet, places like that. It's 6,000 years old, and everything that I'm going to relate to our audience today is based on the ancient wisdom of Tantra.
Now, where did you study this? How did you come to acquire this knowledge?
Well, in 1981, I had an incredible mystical experience while I was making love with my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I've spent the last 35 years attempting to understand what happened. And essentially what happened for me, when I talk about a mystical experience, I'm talking about a non-ordinary situation.
Mm-hmm.
In my case, my body dissolved, and it was no longer a physical body. It was no longer a material thing. It was a unified, vibrating, tingling energy field.
Oh, my gosh.
And I could no longer discern where my body ended and where my partner's body began. And I transcended space and time. I had an extraordinary experience. It was extremely loving, joyful, and illuminating. And even though it didn't last, It was something that I've never forgotten, and have since discovered that other people have had similar situations, not only sexually, but in other ways as well. And I had a oneness experience.
Mm-hmm.
And to describe a oneness experience, I felt like I merged with all of creation, all of existence. There was no separation between me and God. I just felt like I had finally found my own divinity within myself. This was an inner experience, a subjective experience for me, and I've been studying 35 years since then, just find out exactly what took place and how I can get back there.
Okay. Now, when this took place, did your partner at the time experience it too?
My partner did not have the same experience I had. It was very blissful and ecstatic for her, but she didn't really have a oneness experience like I did. I merged with the divine. I was like so far out there. I merged with the whole unified energy field. So it was, like I said, an experience I could never forget.
And that obviously changed your life. What was your reaction right after it happened? Was it one of those things where you woke up and you were sad because you wanted to go back there?
No, I was just blown away by the experience of it. It was absolutely, you know, when I was younger in the 60s, I'm a child of the 60s. Mm-hmm. In those days, I used to do hallucinogenic mushrooms and LSD.
Uh-huh.
And I would take various hallucinogenic drugs to alter my state of consciousness. Here I was without any drugs at all, just having sex with my girlfriend, and I had a very similar altered state of experience. So, and without the negative effects of the drugs. So I was blown away by the whole thing, and it precipitated a 35-year study of Tantra to find out exactly what happened.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can see anyone who would experience that. It would certainly change your life, and it would certainly be something you would want to discover. You know, we're going to hear from Discover our sponsors again. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how you went upon this quest to during the last 35 years to achieve this feeling of oneness again. We'll be right back with Victor Gold.
Orgasm long and prosper. Learn the secret of the one-hour orgasm. Experience the dynamic connection between extended orgasm and spirit. Enhance your bedroom skills with precise instruction in the art of ecstatic sex. Become an accomplished lover capable of sexually satisfying any partner. Men, master ejaculation control. Learn how to orgasm without coming. Cultivate sexual energy. Create a spiritual context for your lovemaking. Feel the bliss of full-body, multiple orgasms. Learn how to relax in high states of arousal for extended periods. Visit www.howtoprolongsexualorgasm.com. The Boy on Shady Grove Road explores a humble but adventurous childhood in rural Arkansas during the 1940s and 50s. Clyde McCulley's juvenile innocence and sense of wonder capture universal mysteries and dreams of childhood, while coming to terms with family, friends, and faith in the segregated South. With wit and heartfelt gratitude, The Boy on Shady Grove Road ponders the most basic questions while celebrating the warmth of belonging, the joys of freedom, and the simple pleasures of life. Available on Amazon and StoryNightPress.com. Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back to the No Whine Zone. Today we're visiting with my co-host today, Victor Gold, and he is the author of an e-book entitled How to Maximize Your Sexual Pleasure. Now, Victor, after you had this amazing experience, and just to reiterate, we're talking about orgasm, the explosive kind that most people experience, and then Victor experience the implosive orgasm. Where after this happened, what did you do next? Where do you go to find other people who have had this same experience?
Well, I went to tantric workshops, and I had learned in my first tantric workshop some principles that literally blew my mind. And the first thing I learned was that it's not necessary for a man to ejaculate to complete a sexual experience. I also learned in the workshop that a man can actually learn to orgasm without ejaculating, that is, without coming. And so I had always been fascinated with sex and was very sexually active, but Upon hearing that in my first tantric workshop, these principles just blew my mind, and I had to study and read and practice what I had just learned, and I was a great student in the sense that I was highly motivated, so I practiced the bedroom skills that I was being taught, and I used them to have sex with my girlfriend. And that seems to be what precipitated my mystical experience. What happened was I made love for a very long time without coming. And the energy kept building and building, and I learned how to forestall my climax and go into an extremely joyful, loving space with my girlfriend, and eventually, like I said, my whole body transformed itself and turned into a total energy field. So
what you're sharing with us is that basically it's spiritual sex that you can, anyone can achieve, right?
Yeah, what happens is you have to learn the bedroom skills and apply the bedroom skills so that you can lengthen the arousal phase of your lovemaking. You need a long arousal phase to give the body a chance to build the energy. The energy must build and build and build. And what happens if you forestall your climax and you do not have a genital release, like I didn't, then what happens is you undergo a perceptual reality shift. A non-ordinary shift of your perceptions takes place, similar to a drug-induced hallucinogenic experience. Again, I have to go back to that because that's what it felt like to me. I mean, to experience no separation between yourself and all of creation. To experience emerging of the divine is most extraordinary. So it really influenced my spiritual makeup ever since.
And how long did it take? How many classes did you take, workshops, and how long did it take you to achieve this skill?
It actually took me only about 3 weeks. What I did was I practiced toning and developing my sex muscles for about 3 weeks. I would do 100 or 200 contractions of my sex muscles daily.
Uh-huh.
And I was told by my tantra teacher that this would allow me to master ejaculation control, which mm-hmm. it did. Mm-hmm. And he also told me that if my sex muscles got strong enough, I would be able to orgasm without depleting myself from another ejaculation. And that's what happened. It took me about 3 weeks, and I had an extraordinary experience where I orgasmed without coming. And I had never done that before. Previous to that, like most men, every mm-hmm. single time that I had an ejaculation, I orgasmed. Mm-hmm. They always happened together. Mm-hmm. Until I learned that it's actually beneficial to learn how to separate one from the other. Because, you see, ejaculation for a man is really a negative phenomenon. You simply lose vital energy.
Mm-hmm.
You lose your erection. You lose your desire. You lose your interest in your partner. So it's a losing proposition for a man. That's why the thing that separates men from the boys is learning to master seminal retention.
Mm-hmm. And this is an interesting topic, and I know my listeners are very interested in what you're sharing. When you're talking 3 weeks, when people sign up to your audio course, how many weeks is that?
Well, the audio course is 6 hours of vital content,
uh-huh.
and there's 12 lessons in all, and each lesson can be listened to in your car or in the privacy of your home, and you learn to practice the skills that are being taught, and it's fun. It's a fun practice. I mean, after all, we're dealing
yeah.
with sexuality here. So the bedroom skills that are needed for a man are seminal retention. That is,
mm-hmm.
You have to master the ability to avoid coming so
uh-huh.
that the body has a chance to build and build and build more energy. And eventually, the energy goes all over the body. Every cell in your body is potentially orgasmic. But what happens is most men short-circuit the energy by coming.
Mm-hmm.
So if you avoid coming, and you learn how to relax into high states of arousal for extended periods just below the genital release point,
mm-hmm.
that is your ticket to ecstatic lovemaking.
Wow. What kind of a reaction do you get from most people when you expose them to your theories?
Well, actually, they're not my theories. They're tantric wisdom,
okay.
like I said, 6,000 years old. But a lot of men are so conditioned to think that coming is the highest option in sex
mm-hmm.
that a lot of them, they don't really get it right away. They don't really believe what I'm saying is true,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of resist what I'm saying. So that's natural because men are conditioned differently. You know, they think
uh-huh.
coming is the height of a man's sexual power. And it's nonsense. It's if they could only learn, if they could only stop being addicted to their ejaculation, then they could have not only an extraordinary increase in sexual pleasure, but it could be a full body experience and one that actually reaches the spiritual realms as well.
That is, I love when you use the term addiction, because this is so many men that I have spoken to since you were on the show the last time. As you said, they're very skeptical, very, you know, it's very hard for men to wrap their heads around this experience, isn't it?
It really is, because, like I said, they've been conditioned in a certain way. And,
sure.
you know, coming has been glorified in movies and magazines and on the Internet in pornography. You know, the infamous cum shot of pornographic fame.
Sure.
A lot of people are learning about sex through pornography, and it's not really the highest wisdom available.
Mm-hmm. I know, as you stated at your website, much of what you learn about sex has come from highly questionable sources, such as parents, unknowing family, friends, pornography, of course, the street, the marketplace, and most of all, have been with untrained lovers who learn whatever they know about sex from the same unreliable sources. And this is so true for most people, isn't it?
It is. You know, most people have not really had proper instruction in the sexual arts.
Uh-huh.
After all, it's an important subject in the school of life, and yet where do you go to learn how to have proper sexual intercourse? I mean, who's teaching it? There's just a handful of people teaching these principles.
Mm-hmm. You know, and then it's interesting, your course is offered for people who suffer from insecurity, vulnerability, lack of confidence when having sex with a partner. So many people suffer from performance anxiety, lack of sexual desire, inability to become aroused, and then there's also the premature male ejaculation, and then there's also something that erectile dysfunction. And ED has just now become something that people are talking about. I've had several shows where we've discussed that. If people are more receptive to these things, don't you think they are?
Yeah, well, in terms of erectile dysfunction and premature ejaculation, those are two of the biggest problems in male sexuality. Again, male sexuality up till now has been incorrectly focused on the short-sighted goal of coming for so long.
Yeah.
So in order for a couple or a man or a woman to go to the next level in their lovemaking, they have to get beyond, men have to get beyond the addictive quality of ejaculation. And if women want to learn how to access the spiritual realms, then they also have to learn to forego coming and go beyond that. And in going beyond that, that's how they can access the spiritual realms. Tantra says the energy of arousal is between your legs, right?
Uh-huh.
We all know that. But in tantric sex, you raise the arousal energy into the heart and into the brain. And that's what transforms sexual energy into spirit. Raising the energy is something that I also teach in the audio course that I've written. So it's not hard to do, but it's definitely you have to be motivated to do it, as I was.
Sure. Well, you know, this is fascinating, and I know my listeners are enjoying this show, but right now we're going to hear from our fascinating sponsors, and then when we come back, Victor is going to share his fabulous website and also some information on how you can get his books, also how you can contact him. We'll be right back.
January's co-host, Connie Cockrell, the author of Mystery at the Fair, has been writing since 2011 after a challenge from her daughter. An eclectic writer, she's written mysteries, sci-fi, fantasy, and even a thriller. She has been included in 4 different anthologies and published on the e-zine Everyday Fiction. Connie continues to write and entertain with whatever comes into her head. You can find her books on most ebook retail sites. Paperback editions are also available. Be sure to visit her at www.conniesrandomthoughts.com, on Facebook, and on Twitter at Connie Cockrell. The new book, God Reconsidered, Searching for the Truth in the Battle Between Atheism and Religion by Scott Smith, explains why both militant atheists and believers in traditional religions ignore inconvenient truths. Scott argues in favor of the insights of Gnostic Christianity. Check out www.godreconsidered.com to read a sample chapter. That's godreconsidered.com. With over 30 years as a registered nurse with empathic ability, Carolyn Green, a.k.a. the Energy Nurse, is bridging the gap between traditional and alternative medicine. Certified in the areas of energy medicine, life coaching, and as a medical intuitive, she brings to each client an integrative approach to body, mind, and spirit. Her book, found on Balboa Press and Amazon, Getting to Know You, Guided Pearls of Wisdom for a More Soulful Existence, is a channel journey for clearing the mind clutter to bring about healthier thought patterns. As a motivational speaker, Carolyn brings new light to old issues and is engaging, interactive, and enlightening. With her newly launched The Energy Nurse jewelry line, she brings to you stones and crystals that are not only beautiful to wear, but balancing and healing as well. To contact or learn more about Carolyn, go to www.theenergynurse.com.
Welcome back with my guest today, Victor Gold, and he is sharing with us his amazing audio course. Now, Victor, could you share your website and also how people can get your audio course, how they can get your books, and how they can contact you?
Yeah, well, anyone can contact me via my email address, which is tantramanonline@yahoo.com.
Okay.
In terms of my book, how to maximize your sexual pleasure can be gotten from Amazon in the Kindle bookstore, in the Kindle ebook store actually. So that only costs $2.99. It's a great book. I think your listeners will enjoy it if I give it a chance. My website is at howtoprolongsexualorgasm.com, and the audio course, all 12 lessons of it, is available at that website, and you can even listen to lesson one for free if you like.
Oh,
it is available at the website as well.
Okay, that's a wonderful idea. I'm sure we'll get a big response to that so that people can get a feel for where you're taking them. Now, in your course, you state that female sexual satisfaction is of the utmost importance to both men and women. Would you elaborate on that?
Certainly. Well, a man actually becomes potentized from a woman's sexual juices. A man absorbs a woman's sexual juices when she orgasms through the head of his penis and the membranes of its skin.
Mm-hmm.
So if women, the more turned on a woman gets, the more her emerging passion comes forth, the more extraordinary it is for a man. So when men make love, when accomplished lovers make love with women, the man is in service to the woman. He is there to rouse her to as many orgasms as she can have. That is his service to her. And again, he benefits as well. The more juicy she gets, the higher he gets.
So this goes back to in history. We've heard about many, many legendary lovemakers, men who were very famous for their ability to have prolonged sex with women and service them. And so these men, they made it an art, didn't they?
Yeah, well, in Tantra, the woman is thought of as the goddess,
The
man is God man, and it works best. It works most harmoniously in any sexual relationship when the man is there to service the goddess.
I love the sound of that, and I'm sure all of the women listening, they will love this explanation too.
You see, real sexual satisfaction is mutual or not at all. And experience tells me that a man's greatest motivating force is his desire to please his woman. So the hunter who excelled during prehistoric times did so because of his desire to appear great in the eyes of his woman. And man's nature has not changed in this respect. Naturally, the hunter of today doesn't bring home skins of wild animals.
Yeah.
He may indicate his desire for his woman by supplying her with fine clothes or automobiles or wealth.
Yes.
In other words, man has the same desire to please his woman that he had before the dawn of civilization.
Now, you reveal that dynamic sex involves both the heart and the genitals. Now, I think in most situations, most women go into sex with their heart and their genitals, but I think it's a different thing for most men, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Men usually have a harder time unifying the heart-genital connection. That is, you know, one of the most common complaints I hear from women about their male lovers is that the men are just too genitally focused. So it's clear to me that many women want their men to make love more from the heart. As you said, you alluded to the fact that women generally share the viewpoint that sex and love are synonymous.
Right.
But for men, it's different. It's really different. You know, for a man, you know, sex happens between the legs and the heart. You know, the sexual energy for men generally doesn't move into the heart like it could, again, because they're coming too soon.
Yeah.
But there's a way for women to get more heartfelt love from men sexually by teaching them to raise the sexual energy that's between their legs and breathe it up into the heart. And once that's accomplished, then men become much more loving and much more cuddlesome.
Oh, yeah. You know, so many times you've heard women say that men are the man they're with, that his brain is in his genitals, that that's what he thinks with. And I think that is a big complaint with a lot of women. You know, we're going to take a break and hear from our sponsors. And when we come back, Victor, I'd like you to talk to us and share with us how women are blessed with superior sexual strength. We'll be right back with Victor Gold.
Joining January Jones as her co-host on the show is Miles Miller, the great success creator. Miles is a two-time best-selling author with books entitled Against the Grain and Successonomics. He continues to transform 100,000 people all over the world through his speaking and training. His uplifting and essential messages like Bulletproof, Time Machine, and Strength in Numbers are impacting every audience he meets. Together with January Jones, they'll explore how to be successful and what steps you can take to achieve the success you want. Visit successhq.net, leadup.biz, and learningbreaks.com. Rachel Carson wrote, "Spring now comes unheralded by the return of the birds, and the early mornings are strangely silent where once they were filled with birdsong. Little did she know the movement she began would lead to the destruction she envisaged, announcing the release of John Graves' new book, Broken Wing, Birds, Blades, and Broken Promises. Today's wind turbines kill millions of birds, require backup power plants, are harmful or deadly to humans, have enormous costs. There are alternative wind turbine choices. The wealthiest benefit from wind. We pay higher prices. The story is conservation, the environment."
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems? People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes? People who have priceless personalities. In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available, 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions. Also, I'm pleased to announce that Priceless Personalities is available at audiblebooks.com. Today, we have a very priceless personality visiting with us today, my co-host, Victor Gold. And I want to encourage everyone, if you want to become a better lover, go to his website, How to Prolong Sexual Orgasm, and sign up for a free chapter, chapter 1 on his course. That'll give you an idea of what he's offering. I know I'm going to sign up and check it out. And let's face it, you have nothing to lose. So go to his website and get your free chapter. Now, what about women? Why are they blessed with superior sexual strength? I love hearing that.
Yeah, well, sexual strength is an area where women possess a clear advantage over men.
Mm-hmm.
If a woman is open, receptive, and properly aroused, she can sexually receive a man, or many men for that matter, for as long mm-hmm. as she pleases. When properly aroused, a woman's sexual appetite is nearly inexhaustible. In the sexual arena, women have two fundamental biological advantages over men. First, women don't have to attain and maintain an erection to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
Second, and more to the point, and I mentioned this before, but it's well worth repeating. Unlike women, when men come, they lose vital life force energy.
Mm-hmm.
Women do not. So, after all, a woman's body must bear the strain of physically producing children mm-hmm. and then nurturing them to health. So Chinese sexology nailed it when they compared the relative sexual strengths of men and women. It likened them to fire and water. Fire belongs to men.
Uh-huh.
Water belongs to women. As hot as fire may become, water will always have the power to extinguish it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
let me just read a quote from Erica Jong's famous book, Fear of Flying,
mm-hmm.
when she alludes to the strength of females. The female has a wonderful all-weather cunt. Neither storm nor sleet nor dark of night could faze it. It was always there, always ready. Quite terrifying when you think about it. No wonder men hated women. No wonder they invented the myth of female inadequacy. So the gender imbalance explains why male sexual techniques place so much emphasis on seminal retention.
Mm-hmm.
By learning to orgasm without coming, men are able to achieve gender equality in the bedroom in spite of a woman's innate sexual advantages. Once a man increases his staying power by avoiding an unwanted ejaculation, mm-hmm. male and female energies are correctly balanced, and one tends to transform the other. Now the system can stay up and running indefinitely, and most male ejaculations become entirely superfluous. So, basically, when men learn to orgasm without coming, they can mm-hmm. make love for hours. They can sexually satisfy any female, even a whole harem, if necessary.
And this would be the quite obvious solution to men who have ED, wouldn't it be?
Well, ED is a little different. I mean, sometimes ED is caused by taking pharmaceutical drugs, you know, mm-hmm. antidepressants and things like that, drinking too much alcohol, living a lifestyle that's not conducive to good health. So there's other considerations, but yeah, one of the big problems with ED also is that men simply come too often. Many of them masturbate every day, sometimes several times a day, and they're always coming and they're always losing life force energy.
Yeah.
So when you keep losing life force energy, eventually you can't get an erection. There's no energy left.
And the other part, I love that when you spoke about the heart and the genitals uniting to make love, I think most women can totally relate to that, and I think a lot of men can too. You know, it is fascinating to have you on the show. I want to thank you for visiting with us again today. Also, I want to share with our listeners that Victor will be back with us on March 1st, and we're going to, at that point, we're going to talk about technique, ways to breathe during sex, and some of the other things that you need to know. And in the meantime, before we get to exercising our sex muscles, I highly recommend you go to his website and download Chapter 1. Thank you, Victor, and looking forward to having you back again next month.
January, thank you so much. It's my pleasure, and I hope your listening audience isn't too skeptical of some of the things I'm saying, but maybe we'll do it again another time, okay?
Oh, for sure. And you know what I say to my wonderful listeners, you need to try it because guess what? You might like it. And we hope you've enjoyed our show today as much as Victor and I have enjoyed sharing tantric sex with you. My upcoming guests are all exciting, eclectic, and energizing, just like Victor. We would love to welcome you to our no whining world. When you can, sign on to my website, januaryjones.com. You know, we really love sharing our stories, our struggles, and especially our secrets for success and for sex. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, stop whining, start smiling, and then you can start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then you can start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my co-host today, Victor Gold. This is January Jones, thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe as we close with music by Sorantos.
This is Sorantos, and you're listening to January Jones. I hope you enjoy the music. Sorantos. I hope you enjoyed January Jones' latest episode.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.